Welcome to the Fantasy Sports Kit. This is your host, Gil Garcia. Today we're talking NBA. We're talking NBA Player Awards. Of course, we're talking NBA. Got my man, the NBA analyst here at the Fantasy Sports Kit, Chris Henderson. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. Gearing for these playoffs, man. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about player individual awards, team awards, and coaches awards.
Yeah, so we got all the awards. He's going to break them down. He's going to talk them out. He's going to tell us why. So the first award we're going to start with, obviously, got to go start off strong. We're going to start off with the MVP. Who you got and why?
I'm going to give it to James. James Harden.
James Harden? Okay.
And I'm not just looking at the points. So obviously, led the league in scoring at 30.4, but I think he's been the most consistent.
Yep.
Obviously, he led Houston to the best record in basketball, 65-17, but I think he's been the most consistent. But the one thing that stood out for me, I would think, in my opinion, that gave him the MVP award was that March game when they played this Portland. You remember Portland was riding that 13-game win streak?
Yep.
And the Houston went to Portland
yep.
and defeated them. I think it was that game that stood out for me when James had 42 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. But it was the shots towards the end of the game that let me know that this is my season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking a backseat to no one. So that I think that put me over the top for James, and that's why I think he got my vote.
Yeah, no, he definitely feels like he's definitely hungry this year. Even last year, I mean, he was up, he was runner up.
Yeah.
And I feel like he definitely took this season to another level. And I just want to add a note. I was there when he scored his 60-point triple-double. And that, for me, out watching that game.
Who was that against? You remember?
Oh, man, I don't remember. It was sometime in January. But I was like, when I saw that, just watching him live, just seeing how easy he was able to score and just like, it was insane, man. It was just insane how he did it. And I remember it was a Tuesday night, and he went off on a Tuesday night in Houston and just, like, 60-point triple-double.
Going up
yeah,
on bro. A Tuesday.
Exactly.
Are you sure it was a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday. Oh. It was a Tuesday.
No,
it was a Tuesday because I was just like, wow, this guy just
did not. James did his thing, man. He finished strong. But, like, honestly, I don't think that award matters to him. He's playing for the chip.
Yep.
He'll take it. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But I believe he wants that championship.
Championship.
We'll see. I mean, but Russ – I would have gave it to Russ if James was strong because two to average the triple double twice.
Back-to-back seasons.
Twice in a row, man. I mean, it hasn't been done since the Big O did it. So for him to do it 2 years in a row.
It's insane.
And he gets other guards' best shot probably every night. I mean, there's only a certain amount of guards who get every other guard in the league's best shot. Obviously, you got Russ, you got Steph, you got Kyrie. Like, people are looked to kind of gauge where they are compared to those guys.
Yeah.
Those are the best, you know. So Russ did everybody's best shot every night.
Yeah.
Every night. So, but it was tough. But I'm going to go with James.
James, cool. Solid. No argument from me on that. So moving on. Who do you got as the most improved player of the year?
I had Victor Oladipo, man. And this was probably my easiest category. You're looking at a guy who last year played with Russ. Russell Westbrook, he upped his points per game from 16 points last year with Oklahoma City up to 23.
Yep, I saw that.
To Indiana when he was moved to Indiana in the Paul George trade. But it's not just that, but it's the fact that he's had Indiana in the hunt all season. Because I don't think I had Indiana even make the playoffs.
If I did, I
believe it was in like the fighting for a playoff berth, which would have been like an AFC. But he got them all the way to number 5. He had them in the 3 seed for a while, but obviously they dropped a few games towards the end of the season. But I think Oladipo outright. There's a couple other guys I kind of thought about, but I just think it was his, no doubt about it. In the last, like, unanimous.
Yeah, I like them. I'm impressed with them this whole year as well. I saw them when they played the Knicks, and I was like, I was impressed with them. So you got, who do you got in as your sixth man?
Lou Williams. Who's once again won it. It seems like he can win it whenever he wants to.
Yeah, exactly.
But one thing that stood out for me is that he's been the most consistent Clipper. When they let go of Blake, it's kind of like he tried to put the Clippers on his back, and he had him in the hunt for a while. Obviously, they didn't make it this year, but he's been consistent. He's had a 50-point game this year. He's had 3 40-point games this year, and he's had 13 30-point games, man. So, and a lot of those games, he didn't even start.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right there, I mean, it's just...
So Solid guy.
It's pretty black and white. I think it was Lou. You could have threw Eric Gordon there, but Eric Gordon wasn't as consistent.
Yeah.
And he's been injured. So.
Yeah, he also got snubbed from the All-Star.
I don't know about snub, but if he was on the East, he would have made it. But it was just so many guards out this way. Yeah. I can't. Anybody who made the All-Star, who would you take off?
No.
So it was like, snub is just.
I know that's how you felt. Right. That's how you felt. That's why I said that.
It doesn't mean he can't play, though.
No. Obviously, yeah.
There you go.
So we got Coach of the Year. I want to hear who you got.
No,
this wasn't easy.
Yeah, it was not, man. It's easy to say D'Antoni. He led them, obviously, Rockets to the best record. I mean, they kind of cruised into the first seed. They had multiple 15-plus win game winning streak. Could have gave it to Dwayne Casey in Toronto, who they kind of cruised to the first seed. But I'm going to go with Brad Stevens, man.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I like Brad Stevens. I think he's the most he's the best young coach in basketball. I think he's a step below Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Just give you a few facts. Obviously, he lost the guy he recruited and coached in college, and Gordon Hayward, when he was at Butler. Lost him from the jump, so he went all 82 games without his free agent acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Then he loses Kyrie. He only had Kyrie for 60 games, but still manages to get 55 wins out of a Boston team that people would say kind of had an overhaul. They let go of their best player, Isaiah Thomas, trading him, obviously replacing him with Kyrie. But you lose a Crowder. So with Brad Stevens, I mean, it seems like that they never really missed a beat.
No, he has that system in place.
I mean, that foundation is built. They're going to play defense with Smart, Brown. I mean, they drafted who I believe was always in the Rookie of the Year race, and Tatum, who's played well. You still have Horford. Rozier has played a lot better. He's had a lot of confidence as Kyrie's doing now. But I see Brad Stevens, man, he gets the most out of his players, and I think the guys buy into his system.
There's
a lot of coaches that players play for, but I don't know if they really buy into their system so much. But I think Brad Stevens has got the intentions of his players, and they play hard for him, which goes a long way.
The players in the whole NBA.
Yeah. He's one of the more respected coaches around basketball, even though he hasn't been coaching that long.
Yeah.
But
he made a smooth transition from college to NBA.
Smooth transition, man. Yeah. And remember, he inherited a bad Boston team. Boston team.
Yep. So, I'm not mad at that pick. Yes. I like that. Because I know that's tough. I mean,
it was tough because you could have gave it to Casey. I even threw in Quinn Snyder in there.
Snyder.
And coaches Utah.
Yeah, I was going to say Utah's coach was pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, for him not to have one All-Star leaning on a rookie.
Yeah.
And you get Utah to the 5 seed. They were in the 3 seed for a while in the Western Conference playoffs. Mm-hmm. They dropped obviously to the 5 seed last night with the loss, but. I mean, that's pretty good, man.
No,
it's not. I mean, out of all the teams in the playoffs, every single team in the playoffs, 1 through 16, each conference, he's the only coach without an All-Star, man.
I like
it. Not one.
I like it.
So right there,
Brad Stevens.
I like Brad, but I mean, you couldn't go wrong with any of those guys, man. This is probably the toughest category for me.
All right, solid. So let's move on to the Defensive Player of the Year. Who you got?
I like Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
I like Anthony Davis because
Davis.
He led the league in blocks.
AD.
But it's not like the fact that he led the league in blocks, man. He's asked to do so much on the offensive end, but it still controls the paint on the defensive end. He's a presence. I think he can go out and guard, pick and roll. A lot of people, you know, you could have gone with Gobert. You could have went with Embiid. But I just think that Anthony Davis' versatility on the perimeter, not just blocking shots, he's able to go out there and kind of sort of keep guards in front of him. He knows how to defend the pick and roll, and like I say, he's the guy they lean on the offensive end too. So
Boogie went out, took his game to another level.
Right. So, and like I said, man, Anthony Davis will be here for years. He'll be the best player in the world, man, in the next few years.
Yeah,
he will be, no doubt about it.
I like
so,
that.
I'm gonna have to give it to Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis over Gobert. So you heard her here first. All right. So finally, we got Rookie of the Year. Who you got as a Rookie of the Year? We've been talking about it this whole last few weeks.
You know what, man? It was obviously between Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell. I went with Donovan Mitchell for the simple fact that he's in the Western Conference. He is a legit rookie. Ben Simmons, who was drafted a year ago, obviously got a chance to scope the NBA game out, get his body right, see how the NBA game is ran. On top of that, he played with another all-star in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So I just like Mitchell. I think he has an it factor. He's the type, I believe he will be representing Team USA basketball for in the next years to come. Like, oh, yeah. I think that's how talented he is.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like, he's a quiet killer.
He came out of nowhere.
He's a quiet killer, though. Like, Russ, he's going to let you know he's here.
Yeah.
Donovan's like, give me the ball, and I'm going to just do what I do. Yeah. You know, but he's here, man. I mean, you can't go wrong with either, but that's just my opinion, because I think that when you go up against the competition, the guards he's had to play against year in and year out, or day in and day out, I'm sorry, to get the Utah Jazz to the fifth seed in the West.
Yeah.
I mean, that right there, and to have not have anybody else to really lean on, because Gobert, not a scorer. Yeah. You're not going to get much from anybody else really on that roster. You let go of Hood. I mean, they don't really have anybody else they can lean on.
Yeah.
And don't give me Ricky Rubio. I mean, don't give me Joe Ingles. I mean, come on.
He just fits so perfect with what they got.
Chris Paul was interviewed after the game when he took his first shot at Donovan Mitchell. He said Utah has a gym.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. And actually, it's funny because Donovan Mitchell went to a Chris Paul camp when he was growing up. So he's always idolized Chris Paul. A lot of people don't know that. And when he was ready to come out of Louisville, he was uncertain about it. And Chris Paul was one of the guys that let him know, man, you're ready.
You're ready.
And you see why. Yeah. You see why. So he'll be here for years to come, man. I mean, hate, man. My Lakers passed on.
It's all good.
No, it's not all good, G.
It's what happens, man. I'm happy for the man. I'm happy for him.
I'm happy, man.
It worked out for him.
He's solid.
Yeah. So, all right. So, moving on to those other awards. Moving on to the All-NBA first team. Who do you got?
To be honest with you, it's not much different than what you had in 2016, 2017.
Okay.
It's not much. Honestly, there's only one player who's different from last year's team. Last year, you had LeBron. You had Westbrook. You had Anthony Davis. You had James Harden. And you had Kawhi Leonard, but obviously he's hurt.
Kawhi, yeah.
So those first four guys I gave you all made my first team.
Okay, who's replacing Kawhi?
It was tough for me. At first I had Giannis, Antetokounmpo, Greek Freak, whatever
the
you want to
Greek
call him.
Greek Freak.
But it's something about being in the eighth seed in the East that didn't sit well with me. So I just went with KD, even though he has a lot of star power around him.
Yeah, KD.
It was just something about Giannis.
So it was between KD and Giannis?
And Giannis? For me, for the first team.
For the first team.
So I went with KD because I just felt like Giannis, for you to be in the East, I feel like you could at least got your team to at least the sixth or fifth seed.
Yeah.
Just off your star talent alone.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just what I went with. And in my second team? Obviously, Giannis led the way for that. And this was actually kind of difficult for me. I like Kyrie. I put Kyrie there, even though he only played 60 games.
Yeah, solid.
Damian Lillard made my second team.
Damian Lillard.
Like I said, he was one of the guys who has always been in the second tier of point guards. Mm-hmm. He wasn't up there with the Russes, with the Stephs, with the Kyries, even with the John Walls. But this year, he showed me something. I feel like he carried Portland on his back this year.
He was more consistent this year.
That too as well. I feel like he got more of his teammates, but he trusted his teammates more, and he was able to get Portland all the way. They had them all the way up to the three seed for a little bit, and obviously they dropped back down. But I mean, he played well. So I got Lillard there, and then I have Embiid.
I like Embiid.
If it wasn't for those superstars on the first team, Embiid would have been part of my first team, man.
I'll be there soon.
And this is a guy who has trouble playing back-to-backs. So once he gets that going, and that's not an issue. I mean, Embiid to be here for years to come. And then I have Steph. I just don't feel like – I feel like he would have been first team if it wasn't for Russ and James.
Mm-hmm. He was injured. He got injured a lot this year, too.
Yeah, towards the back end. But, I mean, he's still Steph. He still averaged 24-plus points. Mm-hmm. But it was hard for me, man, to leave off DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge. I feel like those guys had two of their best seasons. LaMarcus leading the charge without Kawhi for 90% of the season, and then DeMar just taking his game to another level, adding a three to his game and keeping Toronto consistent. So but it was tough for me to leave those guys off of my first and second team, or off my second team.
Some notable nominees right there.
Yeah, but those guys are no doubt make 13. No doubt, in my opinion.
Fair enough. So moving on, we got all rookie team. Mm. Who you got on that?
Obviously, you got Donovan and Ben lead in charge. But my other three to add to that will be Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum. I like that. Yeah, I can see him. Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
Who's been the best Laker, the most consistent Laker, in my opinion. Yeah. Some people want to say Julius Randle, but that was towards the back end of the season for the Lakers. But Kuzma has been the most consistent. I'll even take it back even a little step further. He's been the most consistent Laker since the Summer League.
Yeah.
Remember, he made his name in the Summer League. Everybody was talking about Ball, couldn't wait to see Ball, but I'm like, who's this Kuzma guy? Yeah. And I kind of dissected his game, and I felt like his game translated better to this level. And that's why he's been the most consistent. So, this last pick was tough for me because it was between Dennis Smith Jr. and Lauri Markkanen. Dennis Smith of
the Mavs
and Lauri Markkanen of the Bulls. I went with Dennis Smith.
I'm not mad. I like Dennis Smith.
And
he deserves to be
for the simple fact that I feel like he held his own against the good guards, the superior guards in the NBA. And he seemed like they both averaged around the same. They both averaged. Yeah. One was 15.4. Another one, I believe, was 15.2. They both will be here for years to come. But I had to go with Dennis Smith Jr.
I had to go
with Dennis Smith, but Markkanen will be here. I like Markkanen too. He played well, but if I had to pick one of the two, it'd be Dennis Smith.
Fair enough. So finally, to finish things up, all defensive team. Who do you got on the all defensive team?
I think this was pretty easy, man. I had Rudy Gobert,
yeah.
Joel Embiid, Davis, who I had as my defense player of the year.
AD.
Draymond Green. You know, this was all big, right?
Yeah.
The only perimeter player I gave was Paul George.
Okay.
Because I feel like his versatility, even Russ made a case for him as him being the best two-way player in basketball. But I just feel like he brings a lot to the table on the perimeter. Everybody talked about Andre Roberson and him going down for the OKC, being their best defender. That's debatable because I think Paul George, he just asked to do more on the offensive.
It
may not show up as much.
He does more on the offensive side.
But he's just as good on ball. As Andre Roberson.
I love when PG guards LeBron. Like PG and LeBron go at it.
But he don't back down from
him. Yeah, that's right.
You don't back down from LeBron, man. That's good because mentally it can mess with you.
Yeah, no.
So there you go. That's my all defensive team, man. Four bigs and a perimeter player.
I'm mad at that. Yeah. Had a lot of good defensive big men this year. So that wraps things up for the NBA Awards. It was good, man. I liked it. We hit up the Eastern Conference final. The Eastern Conference. I keep wanting to say finals.
It's all right, man. You're excited.
I am.
I am too.
I know, right?
It's all right.
So we wrapped up the NBA Western Conference. So it's just this weekend.
Yeah.
Just to watch the games, wrap things up with that. Guys, be sure to follow us on everything social media, Twitter.
Give me your thoughts. I'm curious to see everybody's first teams and awards. I'm just curious what you guys think.
Do you agree with me?
Do you disagree with me? Yeah. Maybe why?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And of course, make sure to check us out at thefantasysportscape.com. You're going to see all the content, all the articles, our podcast is linked to that, the YouTube, everything. Check on that. For Chris, this is Gio. We'll catch you guys next time, guys. Peace.
No doubt.